Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Coach Tricciani.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A historic Wild game down in Elon on Saturday. Your team comes up on the short end of a five overtime game, 31-29 to William & Mary. As you've gone back and thought about the game and looked back on it, just give me your impressions.
You know, it was a hard-fought game. It was a long game. You know, a lot of football snaps in that game. You know, over like 180 snaps on offense and defense, and you know, well over 200 with all the special teams. And credit goes to Mike London and William & Mary. You know, they played hard. They made, at the end of the day, you know, they made some more plays than we did. We didn't play well enough in all three phases of the game to win it. You know, but with that being said, you know, we still had a chance to win the football game, several opportunities.
What's it like as a coach and for your players when the game continues to, on and off, especially in that one where you, both teams weren't able to score several times in the overtime period? What's it like as a coach and being in a situation like that?
You know, it's you know, the fight, I think our kids fought harder the later that game went on, you know. And it's, you know, you just kind of keep hitting the reset button each inning of those overtime periods and try to bite and fight your way through it and you know, defensively, and try to give yourself a chance again to try to win it offensively. It was quite an experience.
The NCAA put in the new rule this year with the 2-point conversion plays. It's starting in the fifth overtime, and you obviously got there. Do you like that rule, having finally gotten to that point where your guys at the point of, after four of those extra periods, needing to find a way to get a winner at some point?
Right. You know, I understand the rule and the reason why and the player safety piece of it, but you know, it's a bit frustrating when you come down, when you play all that football and it ends up coming down to a play, you know. It's kind of like penalty kicks, I guess. But, you know, you play a lot of football, you hate to see it end that way.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on our end.
Yeah. No, let's talk about your team a little bit offensively in that game. First half, or both in the second quarter, you put together an 80-yard drive, a 75-yard drive. But the second half, unable to get the touchdown, settled for a couple of field goals. What was the difference between the first half and the second offensively?
Yeah, it was, you know, we've been very good in the red area, and we've been very good at scoring touchdowns in the red area this year. So for us to come away with field goals is frustrating. But, you know, they did a really good job with their back against the wall, stopping the run, and you know, we just weren't able to finish those drives and make those plays. There were some close plays, you know, toe touches, you know, along the goal line, you know, where we were close to getting touchdowns out of those drives, but just couldn't make those plays.
One of the guys offensively I don't believe we've had a chance to talk about is your tight end, Matt Foster, 5 catches for 48 yards. Caught a touchdown pass in that game. Just talk to me a little bit about what he brings for your team, and both as a blocker and a weapon as a receiver.
Yeah, you know, Matt had a really good game. He ended up being our offensive player of the week, you know, for our team. He did a really nice job, and they present a lot of looks in the run game too, where you get some different surfaces for our tight ends because they'll play some odd front and some even front, and he did a nice job in the run game and as well as in the pass game, and you know, had a big touchdown. And you know, Matt's been very consistent every single game. I mean, he's very consistent. He's a really good player for us.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good. First of all, do you have any, even though it's a week away, I mean, going five overtimes, are you concerned at all about the wear and tear on your players? And then what do you expect from the Black Bears on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, you know, it's a, like I said, it was a lot of snaps. So, you know, we got some guys who are sore, but you know, they've been getting treatment. I expect them to come around. You know, today's the day we turn the page. We don't meet on Sundays, so, you know, we'll meet tonight, and, you know, we'll officially put William and Mary to bed and focus on the Black Bears with our players. What I expect from the Black Bears, I mean, I think they're playing some really good football right now. You know, back-to-back, coming off back-to-back wins. You know, they've been more balanced, been able to run the ball the last couple of games, over 160 yards in the last two games on the ground. You know, I understand how strong the passing game is and has been for them this season, but, you know, the ability to be more balanced makes them harder to defend. They've avoided the turnovers the last couple of games, you know, so they've been efficient. And I think they're a good football team. They're playing well right now. They're a veteran defensive front, and a veteran defense. So they've got some talent at all three levels, all CAA level players at all three levels of their defense.
Any injuries, coach? Any significant injuries? Or are you going to be fairly healthy?
Yeah, we expect to be fairly healthy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question is from the line of Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Tony. As a longtime defensive coach, I'm just wondering how the use of tackling in practice has evolved over your years, and how now, because it's done less in practice, you know, you try to get guys to be able to do it well in games.
Sure. You know, the amount you practice it in practice has probably, you know, gone up a little bit, where you're using, you know, you're using the tackle wheels and sleds and things like that, and trying to keep bodies off of bodies, and trying to keep certainly your head out of it, and make sure you're hitting in the strike zone so you don't get any targeting penalties. You know, I mean, it's happening a lot in practice, just not live tackling in practice. How does it affect us on Saturdays? I think a lot of tackling comes down to athleticism, and it also comes down to leverage. You know, our philosophy on tackling is, you know, there's good misses and there's bad misses, and, you know, you want to pull the trigger. If you miss with good leverage back to your teammates, then that's a good miss. If you don't and you miss with the wrong leverage, it's a bad miss, and those are critical, and those cost you big plays.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Tony, I wanted to ask get your comments on one of your defensive players, Devontae Chandler, who I don't believe we've spoken a lot about this season, but career-high 11 tackles in the game against William & Mary. Just speak a little bit about his performance.
No, Devontae's been coming along. It was his most productive and consistent game so far, you know. And, you know, he plays right in the middle of our defense. He's quarterback of our defense. So, you know, it was good to see him continue to develop. And this was a challenging – it was a challenging day. You know, they do a really good job with the quarterback run game and option-style football. And, you know, Devontae had a really good game.
Saturday, the main game is your final home game of the season for a senior class who has certainly played a big part in the resurgence of Elon's football program. Maybe just speak to what that group has meant to you and to the Elon program.
Yeah, this senior group, you know, they've kind of, you know, led us through these last, you know, 2 years and the success that we've had. So, you know, I want to see these guys go out winners. We're still playing for a lot. I know the playoff, you know, hopes have dwindled with this loss and a lot of guys beating each other in our league this year. You know, we're certainly focused on one game, and that's Maine. But, you know, I want to see our guys. It's senior day here. It's their last home game in Rhodes Stadium, and I want to see these guys, you know, go out winners.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.